Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Mighty glad to be along with you today. And joining us is Ed Serwin, who's with the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Market News Office out of Amarillo, Texas, talking about the beef and cattle markets for this last week. Ed, let's start first of all. Tell us what you know about this last week's box beef trade.
The first full week of the year had a bigger kill of finished cattle compared to the previous month. The spot choice ended the week at $184.12, which was down $6 since the previous Friday. And the select cutout was $8.50 lower than the choice, which narrowed the spread from $18, which was high in early December. The spot trade was based on approximately 1,244 loads, which is about 16% of the total trade. To sum up the spot trade, we had big offerings and moderate demand. Taking a look at the comprehensive choice cutout, which included formulas as well as all types of sales, it was at $188.49 and down almost $4 for the week. However, it was $4 higher than the spot trade since it included formula product, which did not go down as fast as the spot trade. The total volume for the week was 7,700 loads, which was about 1,300 loads higher than last week, and included 3,400 loads of formula and 3,000 loads of negotiated product. Outfront sales perked up to 1,200 loads, which although not great, is pretty good. Exports jumped to 1,000 loads, up from only 400 loads the previous week. Taking a look at the primal trade for the week, the choice chucks and rounds were $3 to $8 lower. The loins were steady to two lower. The ribs were steady to four higher, rebounding from last week's big losses. Trimmings and grinding products were mostly steady, a little weakness with very good demand. Taking a look at the finished cattle trade for the week, the general trend was $2 to $3 higher. The Texas, Oklahoma, and New Mexico feedlots traded at $123, which was $2 higher. The Kansas trade was at $123, which was $2 to $3 higher. And the Nebraska feedlot trade was $124 to $4.50, which was $2.50 to $3 higher. And their beef trade or carcass trade was at $198 to $2. Don't forget the choice select spread helps those prices in Nebraska since they are grading approximately 20% more choice than the panhandle area. The average live weight of cattle harvested from the panhandle was 1,255 pounds, up 8 pounds from the previous week, but lower than the 1,266 pounds which we had the previous year, indicating a very current situation in area feedlots. Packers have about 248,000 contracts committed to them for January, which is about the same as last year, and 228,000 for February and 220,000 for March, both of which are slightly lower than last year. The nearby CME closed at 122.47, up $2 from the previous Friday, helping the feedlot's bargaining position this week. The Southern Plains feeder cattle markets for the week. This was a big run during this first full week of the new year. Yearlings traded $2 to $5 higher than last week and calves $4 to $10 higher. The early week auctions did not have sales last week, were $10 to $20 higher on calves compared to mid-December, which was their last test. Yearlings at Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas auctions were mostly 145 to 152 on a 7 to 800 pound steer, and which got higher as the week progressed. The 8 to 850 pound steers were 140 to 144 early in the week and 147 for the high late in the week. The calf trade, 5 to 600 pound steers were 158 to 186 with a big spread depending on the wean status and the location of the auction. Eastern areas which have enjoyed more moisture and wheat pasture growth are also enjoying the highest calf prices. The Texas direct feeder cattle movement saw almost 31,000 head of feeder cattle trade in a market that was steady to two higher, with 7 to 800 pound steers trading at 141 to 148 current FOB, but the February to March contracts were 148 to 150 delivered to a feedlot, and the April to May contracts were 151 to 154 delivered. The nearby CME closed the week at 150.57, almost $3 higher for the week, helping to improve prices as the week progressed.
Thank you, Ed. Ed Serwin with USDA's Market News Office based out of Amarillo, Texas. Have a good day. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.